Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And you're still Bob Army Radio. It's the Netflix of me. It's anything that you ever wanted. You can download almost any show you can find.
Okay, now we should be on Facebook.
I see us on Facebook, but I know it's delayed. Oh, maybe that was just the, never mind.
No, that was the one.
I see us on Facebook.
Never mind.
Maybe it's delayed. No, what? Never mind.
No, because it's a minute and 13.
We're on.
Okay.
Past live.
I think we're on. I think we're on.
Yes, we are.
And Blitz, I should probably pin that to the top, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
All right, I just pinned it. Boom, now we're pinned live.
There you go.
And watch the fun and games begin.
Woo!
And so we'll let everybody kind of, get hooked on it.
Right, let the numbers climb.
Yeah. Right now, we just took our pants off.
I just took my pills, Bubs.
Yeah. What pills did you take? Honest, sweetheart, darling.
I take 2 turmerics. Mm-hmm. I take a zinc, a vitamin C, and a calcium.
Man, that's so like kindergarten for me.
Badass.
I take like.
Do you take vitamins or just other stuff?
I'm sorry. What did you
I take
say?
I take mostly vitamins.
What? Oh, good.
What were you saying under your breath?
I said, do you take vitamins or do you just take pills?
Before that.
I take a lot of both.
I think I might have to go back there and cut that out.
What do you mean?
I don't know. She said something that sounded a little weird.
What are you talking
about? Anna?
What are you talking
about? Do you take...
Let me spit it out. Just spit it out. If you're going to sit here and be Johnny Undertone, tell me what you're talking about.
I was just asking. It sounded like she was saying fat ass the whole time.
I didn't say anything about him being fat. I said, do you just take vitamins or you just take pills?
Did you say fat ass?
No, I didn't say fat ass. How would I work that in? That doesn't even make sense.
Or is it Lummy just trying to prey
on
you?
His fucking ears. He can't hear anything.
And it's him just trying to get you in trouble at all times,
he's
like
mad
I said.
At me.
Got a buffalo head.
Big ass buffalo head with not asking to get my beard trim kicker. You're so stupid sometimes. I don't know why I gave you the strap. You're not even properly lit. I'm the only guy, really, out of all you.
Well, technically, I don't even have to hold my strap, but I've held it the whole time over the 62% and on the after show. So I'm proud to have this belt because you gave it to me.
Are you done with your stupid house outburst?
I thought that you'd be happy that I'm proud to have it on there.
Yeah.
I don't put it on my chair.
Today, Blitz, I think. No, I don't know what today is on what video gets released on what fucking day. I don't have any idea. On our YouTube channel at the Bubba Army, I don't know it's something gets released today at noon, and then today here on Facebook we have a noon release as well. Of some kick-ass video. We're currently on our Facebook page. We're trying to pay homage to a great, great friend of mine who passed away yesterday at 4:22 due to complications from COVID, the great Elwood Bush. There's a tribute video that was made by my friend Candace. And then there's a way to give money to his widow, Trish. I'm not really big on the raising money kind of, because
you're not.
Jeremiah Zian with 2,235 stars.
Now, hold on a second. I have a question about that, Lummy. And Bubba.
Are you going to be negative or are you going to be cool?
No. So it says that's how much they sent. I don't think they just sent it just now, though, right?
It's in the chat. It's 1 minute ago.
Yeah.
So that means they just sent it now. That's not their total, like their running total.
It says 2,235 cent.
Okay.
And he made a comment on it don't make sense. Laugh out loud.
Okay. But it doesn't show so if someone were to type in, it doesn't show like their totals then?
No.
Like what Twitch does, kind of?
No, because other ones...
Okay, that was like my question.
Sean Jackson, I know it's 50, but he sent 50.
Yeah, Sean sent 50 and 50, which, we kind of scoff at 50. Do we have a 1,000 flat thresh on this?
What does the 2 weeks thing mean, Lummy?
We have a 1,000 threshold. I won't call it anything below 1,000.
And Blitz, when you say the 2 week thing, are you, Blitz, honestly, inquisitive or are you trying to bust balls?
No, I'm inquisitive, but also like other people have asked the same question. So
what question?
The Sean Jackson guy. It says 2 weeks.
I don't see that on his thing.
I think you saw that.
It does say so. So what it is if you send...
Hey, Blitz, see, so what the fuck you're doing is you already are asking a question that you know the answer to, I literally just
clicked on it just now, and it literally explains it.
Oh, okay, go ahead, what?
Earn a streak by sending stars 2 or more weeks in a row. So it's how many weeks you've been sending stars.
The guy?
Yeah. So his thing is 2 weeks as he sent stars now for 2 weeks.
So it's not 2,222... cumulative, that's how many he sent us just now, and he's been doing it 2 weeks in a row.
The other guy, but yes, correct.
You know what? Dealing with you sometimes impossible.
Well, the 2,000 thing and the 50 are totally separate.
Because sometimes, let me just tell you about dealing with you.
Okay.
You ask a question that you know the answer to.
I just looked it up just now.
I know, but on this particular case, yes.
Okay.
But in general, you just sit there like a big fucking moray eel with your mouth open, ready to fucking bite us at all times.
I just ask questions.
I get tired of it.
I just ask questions that other people have asked. Like, look at the guy right now, Lummy.
Well, how about this?
Okay, I supposed to say 1,400?
And then see where it says 2 weeks, right?
No, I do not see 2 weeks. I'm sorry, Bob. I'm not trying to...
No, I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at Blitz.
I see 2 weeks.
Okay, but everyone else sees it though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So 1,400 sent 2 weeks.
What's your fucking point?
I think people were just confused about what that
people
was
people were asking me what that meant. So I wanted to bring it up on the air because a few people are asking.
So why don't you bring it up on the air as a factual deal rather than asking us?
Because I didn't know.
Don't know what the fuck we got going on. I don't know shit about nothing.
There's another one. Cheryl Hill, 50 cents.
Oh, isn't Justin Farron's Big Red?
Yeah.
But it was 500.
But he doesn't have any streaks, though.
Oh, he's got streaks, all right, in his fucking underwears.
Right.
Now, Lummy, did you go out and inspect Big Red's basketball goal, and you're saying it might be a little fucked up?
No, it looks good. It maybe just a little bit of the concrete came up a little bit, but it's still good. He poured over the amount that we needed because of the rain. And he has the plastic bag, so it never affected it.
You know, after the show, we do this Facebook deal, I'll go out there and look before I have to go to Publix and get my shot.
Grouper Lips, 1,230 stars.
How many Utah in the house? Thank you. Yeah, if you're watching us from wherever, tell us where you're from so we can call you out. Well, no, I'm not going to get into a big fucking call out where you're from deal. Send me some money or I ain't saying shit. Sorry.
It's okay.
Blitz.
Yep.
Someone's going to ask you. No, I completely forgot. Oh, don't you guys all just agree that I should just go get the fucking shot? Like, you know, like I should. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. I do.
I do, but I think that I honestly think that you should get your antibodies checked.
I think checking to see if you have antibodies or not is completely worthless.
No. Hold on. Well, what Dan said about if the IgI, IgM right. or whatever, that's going to kind of give you some insight into how recently you've had it.
But Dan also said that wasn't the test he was going to do today.
Okay, well then.
That's the thing.
Here's the deal.
Whatever,
I don't want to be running around fucking town.
I get it.
Getting shit, you know, getting. I just want to go out to fucking Publix, get shot with it. Bam. I got a couple of prescriptions to pick up. Blitz, maybe while I'm in there, I'll buy me a fucking roasted tear chicken.
Okay, there you go.
Well, I just don't want to see you go down again for like another week.
I ain't going down for a fuck. You know what? When I went down for a week, two things. One, I got some fucking well-needed rest. And two, you guys did pretty damn good without me.
Well, that's not true. I mean, we kept the ship afloat, but it wasn't great.
Turn the lights up so I can at least see Stormy. Should I call you Senator Daniels?
Hey, Lummy, are you trying to find me all the story time with Stormies? Did you find those yet?
Yes, I am working on those. Cave has been working with us to get us into the back of the next-gen stuff, the PM system.
Well, I can get you into the PM system with a click of one click.
To be able to copy them off and all that.
Oh, okay. You mean... not just look at them, but work with them,
correct.
So to speak.
Yes.
Remember this call? Remember how gorted out Dennis Rodman went?
I don't know if you saw that on line 9, Bubba, but we've got a gentleman who was actually in celebrity rehab with Mindy and might be able to shed some light on it. Dennis Rodman.
Listen to how gorted out Dennis Rodman is.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Okay. Let me see if Dennis can shed any light on this.
Dennis Rodman listens to the show out of Miami, and he might be able to help us out. Dennis, you there?
Are you ready?
Dennis.
Dealing with him was like dealing with a third grader.
Are you ready?
Yeah, Dennis.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready to go, man. Denny, what are you doing, buddy?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready? Yeah, I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
It sounds like someone playing a soundboard.
Yeah, well, it's not.
No, I know.
We're ready to go, Dennis. Let's go.
Dude, you're on the air, Dennis. Meow.
Dennis.
Turn down your radio, Dennis.
Wow.
That was my soundboard.
Dennis.
So anyway, but he's listening to the radio.
Yep.
Finally got the right channel.
Just
when we were on 93.3, a classic rock in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on.
Dennis.
Dennis, you there?
Dennis.
Wow.
Wow.
What?
Dennis, Bubba, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, I'm ready to go, man. Denny, what are you doing, buddy?
Man, I don't know if I'm on mushrooms right now or he was. I mean, like, fuck.
How's the girlfriend?
Turn down your radio.
By the way, it was my wife, and he was obsessed with her.
I remember when he came in the studio in 08 or 09 for the Super Bowl.
And he wouldn't, like, you know.
He wouldn't leave.
Yeah, well, yeah.
He'd be a hot Yager.
How's the girlfriend?
How you doing, buddy? What's going on?
And so he was staying with Billy Bullers, who's my next-door neighbor, and I had to tell Billy, I don't want Dennis Rodman down here. Because all he's trying to do is fuck my wife. I'm trying to actually not do that anymore.
There we go.
Rodman.
We're ready to go.
Dennis.
Dennis, let's go. Dude, you're on the air. That one is
up. Hey, Dennis.
Hey, Bubba.
Dennis.
Wow.
Hey, Bubba.
Dennis, it's Bubba. How are you, buddy?
Wow.
He's freaking out.
Wow.
I'm right here, dude.
All right, Dennis, I'm right here, buddy. But you got to turn your radio down. You got to turn your radio down. We got like a minute delay. It's going to freak you out. You're not going to be able to handle all that.
Put me on right now.
You're on right now. Tell me this isn't bath salts. Dennis, you're on right now. Turn your radio down. Dennis, turn your radio down. Come on, Worm. Worm, you there?
I'm right here, baby.
There we go, baby. How are you, buddy?
That was good, you?
I'm doing good, man. Tell us about Celebrity Rehab.
You have to acquire an ear for Dennis Rodman talk.
Like to be able to translate it?
Yeah. But that Mindy McCready chick, tell me about her.
Mindy McCready, did she die?
Yes, she did.
And she died, and we knew that Dennis had did Celebrity Rehab, so we're trying to get a hold of Dennis to talk about Mindy McCready because he had met her on Celebrity Rehab, and she now died.
Or did you get it? Did you get some of that?
I'm doing one thing right now, dude. I'm doing one thing. And a Bentley right now. I'm in my Bentley right now. I'm doing one thing. And a homeless guy right now. He's like Jimi Hendrix right now. He's kind of weird.
So I'm in my Bentley right now, and I'm doing one thing right now. There's a homeless guy right now.
Right now.
You're in your Bentley right now, and you're looking at a homeless guy. Looks like Jimi Hendrix, and he's kind of freaking you out right now.
He's right there, dude. He's right there. Boom, walking.
Boom, boom, boom.
Wow.
Well, maybe Dennis can't shed any light on anything.
No. Dennis, tell us about
at all.
Tell us about
Hey, Bubba.
Tell me about Celebrity Rehab and Mindy McCready. Tell me about her.
Mindy was good. You know what? She did one thing. She screwed up.
Yeah, she screwed up.
She screwed up. He did one thing.
Now, how about
moving with Carrie? Moving with Carrie, and she did one thing. Double Drew did one thing. Didn't help anybody.
Now, what do you got going on, Dennis? Last time I talked to you, you were like, you know, auctioning off somebody's house for $1 zillion. What are you doing now?
Having sex.
Oh, now, who are you having sex with?
Having sex.
Madonna? Did you call Madonna back up or Carmen Electra? Who you got on the program, Denny?
Well, hopefully your girlfriend broke up with you.
No, my wife didn't break up with me.
he was on that so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Blitz, where does it show how many people are... I'm sorry, 642. That's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Share, like... what else? Okay, comment. And give us some fucking money. We're going to start doing our show, an after show, an hour, at least an hour, of all of us, me, Blitz, Lummy, and Anna. Wednesdays and Thursdays, and those after shows will be exclusive on YouTube and Facebook combined until we fuck one of them up. We will be live Wednesdays and Thursdays on YouTube and Facebook, respectfully, until we fuck them up or everything up. Because it's just one of my meltdowns away from us losing it all, right?
Isn't it always?
Well, the Blitz, I don't know. I got pretty good muffler on my language. Like, I kind of...
Yeah, you've been great.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hello, guy.
Dennis Rodman.
How about, hello, Bubba.
Hey, guy.
Hey, guy.
Get in. Go into your.
I'm doing one thing, honey. I'm doing one thing. Have a good time. How you doing, Bubba?
Oh, my God.
Anna, is he not Gordon?
Yeah.
What are you doing down in Miami? Are you working? Are you?
For?
Oh, everything.
Everything.
Alcohol, pills,
okay.
Weed.
Okay.
Are you doing television? What are you doing, buddy?
You know what, dude? Seriously, Bubba, you know what? Do one thing, honey. I'm loving you doing what they helping Terry with his issues of love.
Yeah, trying to help Terry. Yep, Terry's
no, 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 baby. Love is here, man. Love is always respectful.
No, I think, is this Hogan?
He's talking about Hogan, yeah. Because him and Hogan did that wrestling thing, or they know each other from wrestling.
I know, but is this when Hogan was going through a bad breakup?
Yes.
And there I am helping in more ways than you know.
Mm-hmm. Man, love is respectful for you.
Love is
thank
respectful.
You, thank you, sir.
Love is very respectful. Did Mindy ever talk about this Billy McKnight character, the guy that did attempted murder on him, and they used to do Xanax together and all kinds of things? Did she ever talk about that at rehab?
Why?
Why? Now, when you went to rehab, what were you rehabbing off? Alcohol? What were you getting off of, Denny?
Will you tell me, baby? Alcohol.
It was basically the judge's court order said, hey, look, buddy, you got to go to rehab or you're going to face some time. So he chose to do the rehab.
Anyway, you want to think, honey, you know, McReady.
He calls us honey. He's calling all of us honey, Anna.
The guys have been on. I was the only sane guy on the TV show doing one thing.
Was Mindy McReady looking decent at celebrity rehab? Was she doable?
How's your wife?
My wife is fantastic.
And he's absolutely obsessed with her.
Laser
absolutely obsessed. Yes.
Like Joe Biden.
My wife is very doable. Yes.
When?
Yeah. I mean, this,
Jesus.
Whenever I want it. In fact, she wants it so. Hey, dude.
Are you ready?
I'm liking Billy McKnight more and more.
Yeah. Hey, Dennis, it's nice to know that we got a big-time celebrity like you down in South Florida listening to us on 93.1, my friend, up this early in the morning.
You're very qualified, man. You're very good, man. You're very good people.
Very qualified, and I'm very good people.
Who do you like in the playoffs? Do you think that Orlando can go to the finals?
If I don't come every day, something wrong.
If you
that
don't.
Means I like my South Florida. I like my style. I love my style first. I did one thing. I got to come do one thing. Come to you, and you one thing for me.
Yeah, I like it. Does anybody know what the fuck he's talking about?
No, not at all. No, I can barely understand either. Him.
Old school Dennis Rodman call.
And he's driving at this point?
Yeah, and it's Bentley, uh-huh. The homeless man that looks like fucking Jimi Hendrix is scaring him.
Now, do you think the Lakers might trip up? What do you think of the NBA playoffs? Work with me, Worm.
What?
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 Played
what?
For the Lakers too.
He played for the Lakers. What? I mean, he might be way ahead of his time on coolness. I don't know. That or Gordon out of his fucking mind. One of the two.
Who do you like in the NBA playoffs?
Holy, no one.
I mean, how about Orlando? What do you think? What do you think
He's
about?
He's like a baby that just learned to talk.
What do you think about Dwight Howard, man? I think the guy's money. What do you think about Dwight Howard?
He's black.
He is black. He's not wrong.
Went on a limb there.
He's black. That's silly.
I forgot how fucking funny this was.
He's black. Dwight Howard.
You do bring up a fair point. He is black.
He's a black man. He's a very talented man.
That's a good
man.
Point.
Hey, you know, I never got your opinion on Isaiah Thomas, man. What do you think about Isaiah?
By the way, Larry Bird hates Isaiah Thomas.
So did they brought, fight?
Well, I think Isaiah... And Worm, they were on the Pistons together, but I think they didn't like each other for whatever fucking reason. And I think that's why I'm bringing it up, to try to get him riled up.
I think the guy's a dick.
No, he's a good guy, man. You know what? His son is doing one thing. DJing right now, but in South Florida right now.
Right.
And one thing about Bubba, you're a very cool guy, man. You're a very good guy, man. You're a very good guy. You know what? You
did
one thing for me, honey. You gave me one thing. Jägermeister and hookers.
I got
hookers. What? I don't know.
That was 2009.
Something about hookers.
It was at the Super Bowl. We gave him a bottle of Jaeger, and the penthouse girls were in the green room, and he wouldn't leave until they came in.
Right.
And they said
and he remembered that. I gave him a bottle of liquor and hookers. He remembers that.
You did one thing for me, honey. You get me Jägermeister, and you got me hookers.
Why not?
Tell me about one of my good friends, and we've never really gotten you to give me a... What about Larry Bird, man? You played against Larry Bird. Tell me about Larry Bird.
I forgot what he said about Larry. You know, if I was a betting man, he's going to say, he's white.
He's white.
Yeah, he's white. He's white. I mean, Larry.
Another strong point by Dennis Rodman.
How good was Larry? How good was Larry back in the day? Was Larry good?
You know what, dude? Seriously, he's the only white guy I know. I know. Seriously, that played the game very well.
He's the only white guy that I know that played seriously that played the game very well.
He's the only white guy.
The only one.
That means every other white guy sucks, according to Dennis Rodman.
Only good white player ever.
He's the only good white guy ever to play the ball game, ever.
Guess what, though? A secondary for Pete Maravich.
Pete Maravich, Pistol Pete.
He was way before his time.
How about Jerry West?
Jerry West did one thing.
How about How about Stockton? How about Scotty Skiles?
Scotty Skiles, Plymouth, Indiana. Did you know Scotty Skiles has like 9 kids?
Does he really?
Good. Google it.
With one woman, right?
No, with like 5 women.
Oh, that's great.
I think Google it. I think from Plymouth, Indiana, former Plymouth Rocky, 1982. IHSAA, Mr. Basketball, fucking Scotty Skiles, the little pit bull. Went to Michigan State, got busted for cocaine and weed with Coach Heath.
39 points a game, woof.
How much?
And Plymouth High.
Yeah, Plymouth. Average how much?
39 points a game.
And that was, I think, before three-pointers. I think he averaged 39 points a game as a guard at Plymouth High before three-pointers.
Hold on a second.
Scotty fucking Skiles.
When did they start doing three-pointers?
Like 85.
Oh, is that late?
86.
Yeah, he was in 82. He led them to the...
How about Bubba Klim knowing that shit? Huh?
Boom. Bubba's right.
How about getting 1,000 motherfucking people on Facebook? What? He's got what?
He has 6 children by 4 different women.
6 kids by 4 women.
Is he the coach?
He's not a coach anymore.
Oh, but he was.
But he was a coach for, I think he coached, don't tell me, I think he coached Orlando.
Yep.
I think he coached Dallas, Phoenix.
And he Phoenix, has 9 yeah. women?
Or no, nine not children? Dallas, but he, Orlando and Phoenix.
He almost, I thought Larry was going to hire him one day for the Pacers.
And there's 2 other ones, the Bulls and the Bucks.
Oh, that's right. His last NBA franchise, I think, was the Bucks.
No, it was the Magic.
Wait, and this is the guy with 9 years. Kids?
Yeah, no.
6 kids, 4 women.
6 kids, 4 okay.
That's not that bad.
No.
I'm sorry, what?
That's How about Scott?
What?
That's a good start.
How about Scotty Skiles? What kind of job you got nowadays, Denny?
Hopefully, do one of the things. I don't do anything besides me.
Can you repeat after me? People of Earth.
People of Earth.
What?
What?
Can you repeat after me? People of Earth.
Honey, do one thing, honey. You go to Tampa, honey?
Yeah.
When you go to Tampa, honey?
Yeah.
Are you ready to rock?
I'm ready to rock.
Are you ready to rock?
I'm ready to rock.
He's like, he's a DJ. Like, he's hyping people up.
Are you ready to roll?
What?
Are you ready to roll?
Oh.
Old school Dennis Rodman call. I just stumbled upon. I heard this a couple days ago and be like, I'll pay this on Facebook. I'd already pre-listened to it, knew that, you know, we'd be okay.
This guy.
But some of these old calls, I mean, the language was a little looser.
Oh, for sure.
Back in the day.
All right, Denny, man. I got Hey, do you ever watch NASCAR?
Almost lately.
I got Kevin Harvick.
Almost lately.
I got Kevin.
What do you say?
Almost lately.
I got Kevin Harvick coming on. Are you familiar with Kevin Harvick?
Man, we had all the guests back then. Dennis Rodman with Kevin Harvick on hold? What the fuck? No wonder we were the bomb back in the day.
Honey, I do one thing. How about this? You know what? Bubba, I love you a lot, man. You're a good kid, man. You're a good kid.
You're a good kid?
How about this? How in the hell you fight with each other when you work the same guy?
How are you fighting with each other when you work the same guy? Are you talking about wrestling or are you talking about racing?
I'm talking one thing. In NASCAR, I'm sorry, Jeff Gordon and what? And Dum Dum. Jimmy, what?
Jimmy Johnson.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy Johnson and Jeff Gordon, yes. They
how the fuck are you guys fighting? Are you kidding me?
They're fighting each other, and at the end of the day, Jeff Gordon owns a portion of Jimmy Johnson's car, so how does that happen?
Well, I'm sorry, you know what? Seriously, I love women, you know, I love women up the ass.
What?
I love
women up the ass?
I love women out or up the ass, one of the two. Don't quite know which one it was.
You love women?
I do, honey. You know, not yours.
Yes, honey.
So
I think you might be.
Love your style. I love your style, dude. I love your style, dude. You're just kind of funny, man. You're kind of funny. You know what?
You're calling me honey. I think you might be attracted to me.
I hope he was kidding about driving his car.
Honey, I drive everybody's cars. Hello.
Hello. Oh, how about Brad Daugherty? He's like he went from playing basketball to trying to be a black NASCAR guy. Tell me about Brad Daugherty. Did you ever play against that guy?
I saw the guy boom at 5-1-4. Boom 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 boom. Boom 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 boom.
Could you dunk over Brad Daugherty?
Got the music?
Could you dunk over Brad Daugherty?
Honey, I do one thing, honey. I do me.
You do you. Yes, we've established that, my friend. Brad Daugherty, man. Could you D him up and swat the ball from Brad Daugherty? He's a big guy.
Son, if I was younger, honey, I'd do one thing.
You do one thing and you do yourself, don't you, kiddo?
I do one thing. I have sex with a lot of people.
Men or women?
You know what, dude? I don't have sex with men.
Well, that's good. I didn't think you did. I was just trying to be a smart ass, didn't he?
I know, baby. You know what? You do a good job, man. Bubba, you do a good job, man.
That's it.
Bubba, when he was down at the Super Bowl, did you go out with him?
So one time in New Orleans, the Super Bowl was in New Orleans.
Mm.
And I think it was the Packers and the Patriots.
The Packers won.
Yeah. And I think it was Super Bowl 31, I think. And I was on 98 Rock in Tampa. And they're like, okay, Bubba, we're going to send I maybe even in today's world would maybe do this as prima donna and as much as I don't want to do, like get out and travel or do my show remotely. But Blitz, they got me a big-ass Prevost bus, and we left from Tampa with all my guys, and we had, you know, VIP press credentials, and we were on Radio Row for a few days, but we had a badass bus,
mm-hmm.
and we had hotel rooms as well. And we broadcast live from Radio Row in, was it 90... Seven?
Oh, that long ago?
It was 97.
97.
Yep, 31. Super Bowl 31.
So we get there and we're on Radio Row. Dion calls me and he's like, Sponge, I got this suite.
You've only been doing morning radio for a year at that point.
No. I've been doing morning radio, I think, for a month.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a month.
Okay.
And so I go to Dion's to have dinner and a suite. He's going to have, like, catered.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Brent and Spice Boy go out to a nightclub on Bourbon Street with Dennis.
Tony DiPardo, 1,000 stars.
And thank you, buddy. 1,000 stars threshold for you to get a shout out. And Brent calls me about, now this is Friday night. We'd already done our show, but we weren't going to be on the air Saturday. So we were going to stay, you know, Friday night was the night we got. I'm at Dion's hotel having dinner. This is about 9:00. About 11, I'm just getting ready to go back to the hotel because I don't want to deal with all the fucking Bourbon Street madness. Mm-hmm. It's a madhouse. You know, it's just all the fans are, I mean, it's like Marty. It's like wall to fucking wall, Packer and Patriot fans. And Brent calls me and he goes, Bubba, I can barely hear him. He's like, you've got to get to one of these gentlemen's clubs.
Okay.
He goes, me and Spice are in the VIP room with Dennis Rodman. He remembered the show, and he was getting on the microphone.
Uh-oh.
And like the DJ microphone and saying, you know, welcome to whatever. And so, which one of you bitches are going to suck my dick?
Oh, that was him. And he was big time with the Bulls, too.
Yes. And literally, Brent's telling me this, and literally there was like 15 or 20 girls that would come to the VIP room under the guise of, which one are you guys are sucking my dick?
Nice.
And so Brent's like, you wouldn't believe there's like naked girls everywhere. There's coke. And I'm like, well, I'm not into coke. He's like, I know, but you got to get here. Well, I didn't end up going. But the stories that Brent and Spice told were just like, you know, like literally.
Rock star stuff.
Oh, fuck. Rock.
I'm surprised you didn't even just want to go and check it out.
Yeah, but I mean, I was like, from where Dion's hotel was to where it was like 2 miles. And you'd probably have to walk. And then and then once you get to Bourbon Street, it's just not like you can just walk down the street. You know, it's literally
probably an hour through fucking people to get there.
Assholes.
And then you get to the front, and then you got to make try to fucking get yourself in there. What's that?
I have a question about Dion. I know he's like super like straight now in terms of like.
No, he's never partied like that. Never had a drink.
What?
He's never had a sip of alcohol in his life.
No way.
Never smoked a cigarette. And he's never cussed.
Country girl, 2,400 stars.
Thank you, country girl.
Never.
He's never said shit, ass, fuck, you know, cocks, like all cocksucker, tit. No. It's darn and butt and dang. He's never cussed. I invite you. To find any, everybody's got fucking the internet. I invite you to find any piece of audio of Dion cussing. He doesn't at all.
All right, I just sent you a link.
Oh, did you got one?
Yeah.
For real?
Yep.
Well, it's not coming up. I ain't got it. Where's it at?
But it kind of. It goes along the same point that because he cussed, they made a whole story about it because he doesn't. But he did. I guess he cussed in this video.
Oh, he did. But that in itself was a story because.
Yeah, because he's known for not cussing.
He's known for not cussing. I'm trying to watch. Where's the video at?
Good question.
It's a Deion Sanders video, primetime, seeing profanity in primetime.
It comes up at the very bottom, but like it takes a while for it to
come
up.
I like how that's a story.
Right.
He can't Deion get anything
Sanders,
on him.
Watch primetime seeing profanity in primetime. Deion Sanders made a career out of being one of the most flamboyant, charismatic NFL defensive backs of all time, but now he has entered his second phase of life. He was a rapper. He did a song.
But he obviously didn't
was
swear.
Was it about your time, too, of you doing a rap song?
Rapper?
Mine was in, my rap song was in 94. Yeah, we were about the same time.
Both rappers.
The audio is not great as his voice goes down. He knows he's about to say something that he probably shouldn't.
Oh, because he said it on TV. I guess that was the story.
What did he say? You know,
I don't want to fuck know, with this.
If you know what I know, you don't want to fuck with this.
I guess saying that on TV is probably not a good thing.
Yeah.
I just wish I had the video.
I know. It played a bunch of ads for me.
Is this it right here? Hold on, let me see. Let me put it over here. Is this what you got? You saw right here? And they're playing all this
shit?
Yeah,
yeah.
And it's saying I got 3 out of 5 ads already. So they're going to give it to me then after I've
I watched 5 ads and it didn't play it, so.
Oh, you watched 5 ads and it didn't play it?
Yeah.
Well, that's real horse shit, ain't it?
Here's an audio, I guess, of him.
Well, I really like a real stupid ass.
No, just so you know, I have not heard this. Obviously, I can't listen to it right now, but.
I look like a real horse's ass when I said, hey, I invite you to send me a piece of audio, Dion cussing, and here you are.
Let's add it in 4 seconds.
I look pretty fucking stupid. Always getting shoved it up my ass.
My name is Kayla Smith Owens, college student, majoring in criminal justice. What makes me a fighter is that I never give up, regardless of what I'm going through.
Neither do I. I come from the finest strain of Indiana white trash.
My resilience is my greatest strain.
In 2017, I was living in a trailer ready to kill myself. Now I'm a millionaire. Days.
Presented by Novartis, manufacturer of Adakveo.
All right, whatever. Thanks, Novartis. Fuck out of here.
Nemo's 92Q, the new home of the AM Click.
Yes, sir. We got the sexiest chocolate rapper on the phone. Let me see.
Good morning.
How y'all feeling over there?
You sound like you ain't wake up yet. You woke or you woke?
Nah, I'm woke.
If this is on the regular radio, how's he going to be cussing?
I don't know. Let's see what type of clickbait bunch of bullshit this is.
By the way, don't play it. I guess the words he used are not good words.
It doesn't even sound like Deion Sanders.
I know, but it does say Deion Sanders, is it not?
Oh, probably some guy pretending to be Deion Sanders.
I don't think this isn't Deion. This is not Deion.
It didn't sound like him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've been up.
Don't play it. Right. I'm telling you not to play it. I know.
It's not.
He uses words we can't play.
Bad words?
Yeah.
Those are not the words.
Those are not the words.
No.
Those are not the words. Did you guys see? Who the fuck's calling me right now? I'm busy. Yeah. Doing a little after
show.
You
think we're doing a fucking show or
something? Dr. Dan.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Hello.
Hey, Bubba.
By the way, if you're watching if you're watching us on Facebook and you share us, like us, you know, boost us, comment, thumb up. More importantly, follow the page. Seriously, yeah. Follow our page because we're going to be live here every Wednesday and Thursday for the after show, which is the show after our regular terrestrial radio show where we can use a little more colorful language and be adults. Yes, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, if you remember, I can't remember who it was. I didn't bother looking it up, but talking about Dennis Rodman's dick. He broke it in half. Some chick was riding him and then popped out and then went back down and bent it right in half.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah, he broke his penis three times. He said it on the 2009 show on the Super Bowl. He broke his penis three times.
Yeah, I might have heard it then. Might have been when I heard it. But, yeah, that's a pretty famous story. And, man, I just can't imagine.
Well, I mean, I think he also told that story on my show in 2009 that he broke his dick three times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, no wonder he was on pain pills.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for listening to this show and contributing. 813-90-BUBBA.
I'd be on pain pills if I broke my dick, too.
I mean, I like pain pills, and I haven't even broken my dick yet.
Right.
Right?
Absolutely.
I mean, pain pills managed correctly are fun.
Fuck, yeah, they are.
I mean, no, like, you know, and the sippy is fun as well.
Mm-hmm.
But you've been with me several times when we used to have jet skis. No, I guess you never did ride my jet skis, did you? It's one of your all-time greatest fucking bitches.
A few times.
Just without you, Bubba.
No, never without him.
Anyway.
I went and bought my own.
Anyway, I used to have two or three. I had three jet skis when I lived in the water.
And Blitz never got to drive one?
He did.
Not those three.
He did. He drive. He did it all. He fucked bitches at my place.
So he's just being negative.
Oh, yeah, I did.
He's just, yeah. It's just, I guess, you know, I sometimes go home and I talk to Tyler, but like, I can't take fucking Blitz another second.
What does Tyler say?
Nothing. He's afraid to say anything.
Tyler's like, I love Blitz. Blitz is great.
Yeah, you know what fucking Blitz does? Blitz is probably in there nice as fuck to Tyler.
I'm always nice to Tyler.
Nice as fuck to Tyler. Trying to, you know, flank me with my kid.
Why are you trying to flank him with his kid?
Mm-hmm. Just a dick to me. Just
got to flank that kid.
Just nonstop fucking wearing me out. Actually, this is a story about fucking these apes that were fighting, but I can't get it to go through. But the other story I had was this guy was on this jet ski in Australia.
Okay.
And he's just fucking like kind of in the shallow kind of part, but he's not getting hung up or nothing. And this fucking shark comes.
Oh.
And takes and attacks his jet ski.
What?
He's so fucking mad. The shark is. And this guy, it only take a fucking shark one time. It bit his jet ski and put bite marks in the side of his fucking jet ski, which is nice. Only made out of fiberglass.
Remember, like, we drive in the really shallow places where you have to go full speed, otherwise you'd sink and then end up in the crap?
Many times, Nikki, we'd be on the fucking jet skis, and there was that one area that was super shallow, and you had to...
Don't let off is always what we said.
Right. Well, and if it's too heavy, it don't matter if you fucking let off or not. You're going to get stuck.
Yeah.
And you're just going to go like, you're going to be going like from 70, like from 60 down to 50, down to 40.
And then you just get completely submerged.
And then then you're completely stuck in sand.
Yep, in mud.
Oh.
And you got to get off and you're up in muck. And so I did that the first time with her and she was so mad because you got to get off.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to take the jet ski. You got to try to swim it out.
You got to walk the muck, and it's such a pain in the ass.
And it feels so gross under your feet.
Mm-hmm.
And you're afraid you're going to step on something, you know, like a sea urchin or something. And like
sometimes
right?
You do. Yeah.
Like you don't. Are you with her?
You don't know. 5 years. Let's not accentuate that.
Okay.
So we used to go on the jet ski all the time. Well, I would always try to chance it. She'd be like. We'd be going, she's like, you know, last time we were here,
it was you two on one jet ski?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she was like, every time, she was like, you know, the last time we went this, I'm like, we're going to go through this area because we're trying to get home and you can cut through this area. And she's like, I'm just telling you know, every time we go through this area, you get stuck. We've gotten stuck the last two times. I'm like, shut up. We're going to just fucking hold on. Sure enough, we would get stuck and she wouldn't talk to me the rest of the fucking day because it would literally take like
20 minutes.
Yeah, just to get out of that.
Yeah, just to get out of that bullshit.
And she wouldn't talk to you for us a day because of 20 minutes?
No, whatever. I mean, I'm on radio. I hype
shit up.
Is
that
what you
did every single week?
I lie a lot. I embellish and I lie.
Really?
Oh, so, no. You just broke Lummy's heart.
Yeah, really? So, Blitz, it only takes this fucking shark taking one hack at me for me to get the fuck out of there?
Yeah.
Watch this guy. So this shark is so fucking mad because you're in his area that he takes a hack at your jet ski, and then he starts fucking swimming all around. I'm out of here. Check us out. Ready? Boom. See, Blitz, do you see that?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and boom.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah.
I'm gassing it up and I'm gone.
Now watch this. Now.
Now the shark's really pissed.
Yeah, now he's real fucking pissed, and this guy's just kind of still fucking with him. Look at still. I'm out of there. I'm gassed up, hoping that I don't have a fucking hole in the side of my jet ski.
Is that like a little sand shark?
Yeah, it's a small one.
Still.
But
did you see it blitz when it hit the jet ski?
Oh, yeah.
That's probably a 400-pound jet ski, easily.
Oh, it's probably about 800 or 900 pounds.
And with a 150-pound man.
Yep.
And watch this jet ski move when this fucking shark hits it.
Like it's nothing.
Oh,
like,
he actually hits the shark.
Yeah. Out.
I would kind of freak out. I've never had one hit my kayak, but I see them out there all the time when I go kayaking, just like that same size.
And do you try to fuck with them?
No, but I mean, they don't scare me, but I don't fuck with them either.
What do you mean they don't scare you?
No, I see them all over the place.
But I think it is used in a mischaracterization. It's used in a very superficial way that doesn't relate to what a real alpha male is. And so
they're saying that chimpanzees like me, I'm a functioning gorilla. I'm a gorilla.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to explain what that is. The term.
And they're saying that these chimpanzees, these alpha ones, get real fucking mad.
Itself goes.
Well, no shit.
Back actually
they're
much
very,
further.
Very aggressive.
Goes back to the 40s and 50s.
Now, if let's say that me and Lummy just happen to work at the fucking zoo and we fall into the gorilla thing.
It happens.
Which a lot, like, you know, there's a lot of instances where you see kids that have fallen into the gorilla deal.
Yeah.
Is there a chance the gorilla's not going to fucking tear you limb to limb?
Yeah.
A lot of times they don't.
They might just be curious about you, you know. It depends if they view you as a threat. Probably not the move.
What if you went?
Or if you just bend over in the supine position and let the gorilla mount you with his tiny dick.
If you just bend over in the supine position and let the gorilla mount you with his tiny dick. Now, does that go for you too?
Yes. If it saves my life.
Look, man, if anybody falls into a gorilla enclosure, you deserve to get fucked in the ass by a tiny gorilla dick.
So, Anna, like, let's say you and I fall in the enclosure.
Wait, do they have big... I think they don't have big... We have the biggest dicks.
What
humans
do you mean?
Have the biggest dicks.
No, whales got the biggest dicks.
No, I'm talking about primates.
Oh.
Humans have the biggest dicks, and
whales are primates?
Yeah, whales are
mammals.
Whales breathe.
No, they're definitely primates.
Oh, okay, you're right. Sorry, now that I thought of think about it, you're
no,
right.
They are.
Primates.
Whales breathe air.
Yeah.
The blue whale penis is 12 inches in diameter and 10 feet in length.
Yeah, 10 feet.
Yeah, 12 inches in diameter.
12, yeah, that motherfucker, 12 is like a fucking
water. You're right, I'm sorry, that is the biggest primate dick. But after that, it's humans, and then it's...
humans don't rate on the dick.
Well, yeah, okay, I'm just done.
What other primates can you think of that
whales?
Are big? Okay, that's right. You got that one right.
Porpoises?
Definitely.
They have the biggest testicle to body ratio.
Who does?
Porpoises. I'm pretty sure you could quote
all
right.
that. Yeah. Of all primates.
Asking me to go through the fucking primate big
all,
cock deal.
Mammals, of all the primates.
All right. Fucking all the fucking big cock primates.
Yep,
you ready?
Yep. Yeah.
The blue whale.
Okay, gotcha.
Porpoises.
Yeah.
Giraffes.
How about the sperm whale?
The sperm whale?
Yeah.
I bet your giraffes got big old honkins.
Okay.
Yeah, because they got to reach the females.
Elephants? Think about how big their fucking dicks are.
Yeah, huge primate dicks.
Giant primate dick on an elephant.
Research on wolves.
You guys finally seen it my way.
Don't forget
and basically, the definition is very simple. The highest ranking male is the alpha male. The highest ranking female is the alpha female. Every primate group has one alpha male, one alpha female. Not more than that.
This is kind of like the BRN.
Yep.
But our alpha female is Blitz.
What the hell?
I'm the alpha male and he's the alpha female.
How do you feel about that, Blitz?
He doesn't give a fuck. He's just an alpha.
Yeah, okay. Whatever.
And I will explain how that goes.
Still a primate.
So First, the body language. What you see here is
this.
Look at that ass, though. Well, that's actually her pee-pee, probably.
Whatever.
And her maybe her
this,
asshole,
this
too.
This bitch is trying to get a little lippy with the fucking male gorilla.
Oh, those lips get
two male
nice
chimpanzees
and red.
Who are the same size.
Beautiful.
But one is walking upright, has his hair up, has a big rock in his hand, and he's the alpha male.
He's got a big rock in his fucking hand. See, that's how we need to go back to
the other male is.
And Blitz rolls around here with two guns, mm-hmm. and which represents rocks.
Yeah, sometimes.
Pant grunting to him, is being submissive to him and bowing for him. And that is a sort of ritual day.
Let me, from now on, when we walk around, I want you to kind of be humped like that, okay?
He does. That's why he doesn't look at you. He kind of bows down to you.
Yes, I
you
am.
Need to go hump. Through many times a day in order to have a stable.
If you're watching us on Facebook, you know, share us, follow us, fist us.
Right, and bow down to Bubba.
And bow down, because I got a rock in my fucking hand.
So you
hand.
Want me to be like decap when I walk? Pretty much.
No, I was just wanting to play
like a
wanting to play like Wild Kingdom, you know, kind of deal.
Okay. You want Love Me to knuckle walk?
Yeah, Love Me, can you, hold on. Lovey, can you not get Lovey? He's so fucking mad. Hold on. Lovey, settle down.
Move that chair on him Lovey, in front of dance camera.
Lovey, settle down. I know that she just got you into some shit, which is not fucking cool. Lovey, hold on. All right, see if you can knuckle.
So, do one leg at a time.
It looks like a frog.
Lovey, don't eat. Like,
no.
Don't.
No. Here, I'll try. I'll do show you how to do
one
it.
One leg at a time. He holds one leg up.
One leg at a time, and he holds one leg up like he's squatting.
No, like, let me try to show you.
God. Now pound your chest, let me. Pound your chest with your super cock.
And say ooga booga.
Where's my rock?
Are you going to... Yeah, that's how monkeys fucking walk. Oh, let me...
Oh, that was his rock.
Let me take that ball and just act like you're going to dunk. Just fucking get gorilla. I don't know. Fucking... I wanted to say something.
Masher.
Yeah. I don't blame you, Sponge. I wanted to say it, too.
These pants look too big on me.
Well, it's because you're losing a lot of weight.
What's up?
They look too big.
They are too big. Have you washed them yet?
No.
They'll shrink a little bit when you... Well, maybe
they
if they're cotton.
Me, okay?
They're long. And they're big. Yeah, they're big. They're big. What size are
my
they?
My cock didn't fill them out.
What size are they?
I'm not telling you. It's the size that I wear.
So 3X.
Yeah.
Well, it's big, so that's good. You're probably losing weight.
Do you know? Are they 100% cotton?
I don't know, but they're the I usually got the.
Oh, they're the. Are they champion? Is
yes,
that
they're champion, and I think they're cut bigger.
Right.
Because yeah. Reebok 3X.
Thick material.
Yes. And this is what Tyler wears. Not 3X, but he wears this kind. Somebody got me them. I like them, but I might be a
2X. If they're cotton, wash them. They'll shrink a lot. If they're not cotton, they're not going to shrink much.
Here's our girl.
Yeah, keeping it tight with Claire.
Keeping it tight with Claire B. Lang. Volusia County.
Oh, God.
Orlando TV has this woman, and her name's Claire.
Claire Metz,
and she's a longtime veteran, and they just can't let her go. Because
no, she's awesome.
She's aged, and television's, you know, not kind. Not kind to aging women.
No, HD was a bitch.
Yeah, and but she's such a good fucking reporter. And she just is one of the, she's still got kind of a old school, you know, reporting kind of feel.
We did notice, though, I think it was when you were out, actually, we played a story with her. Yeah. And Lummy noticed that she's starting to use her phone now. Remember, because she was, for a long time, she wasn't using note cards or anything.
Yeah, or she had like a little pamphlet, like the little, like you
yes.
know. Like
that's
the way,
okay, like a little right. notepad.
Yeah.
Let's see what she does here.
So, Channel 2 in Orlando, they're like, listen, you can't not have a Claire Metz deal. She's television royalty in Orlando. But God bless her little soul. She's really aging. And so anytime we have a story with her, we always frame it in the keeping it tight with Claire. Because she's still, you know, she's just still keeping it tight, right?
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
still keeping it tight.
Megan Paris was hired by the Volusia County School District in 2013.
And you can just tell by the way she flows.
Yeah. That voice.
Let me see if you could find me like Claire Metz from like
1955.
Right. That's exactly what I was thinking too. I was going to say like 1960.
If you look at her career, let me, when did she first start TV?
1984 at WESH2 News as a reporter and anchor.
Where?
It's
37.
So hold
years
on.
Ago.
Has she spent her entire career?
Yes.
She, at Channel 2?
Yeah, she graduated
That's
from.
Loyola University of New Orleans.
Let Lummi sound it out.
Sorry.
Lummi, where did Claire Metz get educated?
Loyola University.
Who, where?
Lolita University.
Yolola. Oh, Yolola. Yolo.
Yolo.
It's someone who are Yolo.
Yolo University.
I don't have a Cajun accent. Lolita. Lola University and a green communication.
Oh.
She followed
you
her.
You still don't know what it is, do you?
Loyola?
I think it's Loyola.
Yeah.
What Loyola?
Is it? Oh, that's right. The Cajun accent's different.
Will they do it in a Cajun accent?
I don't know Cajun accent.
I don't think
accents.
It has anything to do with
I can't do a Cajun accent. Can you?
Lummi can.
Oh, hi. Wow. I mean, that's how I'm saying it. Loyola. Loyola. Whatever.
Loyola.
Megan Paris was hired by the Volusia County School.
So find me Claire Metz, like 90 or something. Find me Claire Metz when she was under 100.
School district in 2013. She became a teacher with the district.
Now, I love Claire Metz. I happen to be one of the ones that still keep to accentuate her and just let you know that this is old school fucking reporting.
I think
reporting.
She's awesome.
She's just an old school reporter. She's still got it.
In January of 2017 and was moved as a teacher to New Smyrna Beach High School in August of that year. Investigators say the 16-year...
Whoa!
Hold on.
Wait
a second. What'd she just say, though?
The 16-year-old?
Is she 16?
I think that's the teacher.
No. This is 2000s, but it was when she got threatened with a gun.
Actions handling a call.
Is that Martha Sagowski?
Yeah.
What? She got blown out.
Well, she had like six kids.
Oh, sorry, I forgot.
Dying.
Yeah, West 2's Claire Metz tried to ask her about the incident, and that dispatcher pulled out a gun. Claire is live in New Smyrna Beach.
Let's see what this bitch looks like.
What year is this?
Like 2003, 2004?
This dispatcher was arrested, right?
Yeah.
My God.
She looks older.
She does.
Oh, my God.
She's fucking Benjamin Button.
She looks horrible.
Benjamin Button. Jeez.
That's the funniest shit I've heard in a long time.
True.
Jesus. Hold on.
Unfortunate all around for all of us involved in this today. Jim.
She looks drunk.
Lummi,
if this is from 2000, can you give me what year did she start?
1984.
1923.
When Model T came out. It's Claire Metz Live. I'm here at the Ford Production Facility in Dearborn. It's the first fucking automobile known to man. It's Model T, 1919.
This will revolutionize the auto industry.
1919, right off the production line. Henry Ford is the guy that invented this shit.
But she was indeed arrested.
So Lummi, see if you can find me like an 84, 85 Claire Metz.
Well, they did a Claire Metz, 35 years with Claire Metz. So it shows 1988 when she went out in this one.
This is 35 years with Claire Metz?
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
The spirit is big here. Lots of people dropping off.
Hold on. Is that her too?
That's her right there with the perm. An 88.
Oh, God. The 80s
She's aged well.
Hey, we're happening there.
Oh, indeed. It is happening here.
You bet. We'd love for y'all to come on out. We've had a great morning. A little slow, but now.
Hold on.
We're picking up steam. And part of the fun of all this is being able to introduce to all of you out there the folks who come down and help us out. And welcome back to News Channel 2. Share your Christmas community food drive.
But she's always been smooth as fuck, though, has she not?
Yeah.
She's always got the it factor.
Live in Daytona Beach, where we have had a steady string of traffic throughout the
Beautiful
day.
Voice.
Good morning. It's a little early, but it is my great pleasure to welcome you to the 13th annual Share Your Christmas Community Food Drive.
Why is she so dead on having this short hair? I think that long-ass hair might have helped her out a little bit, don't you think?
Yeah. The little poof?
Well,
this year, it's our 16th.
Oh, this is probably about the... She's starting to really kind of...
Annual food drive.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We want to raise the roof this year. And we welcome everybody to...
Looks best in a weather slicker.
Hi, guys. Share Your Christmas. I'm Claire Metz.
I'm Ron Kendrick.
They're hot co-host.
Look at this guy.
He's hot.
Okay. We'll take kids
Those
something, okay?
Good start here in Volusia County.
She's never looked better next to him.
The beauty of this food drive is that what we collect here stays in our community. And let's face it, that's where we need it most.
This is our 29th annual food drive. We want to make it the very,
very
best.
Started. This is 2014's where it kind of the crank started cutting in.
Whoa.
We want to make it the very, very best. But I am delighted to get up at the crack of dawn.
Blitz, how old is Claire? I mean, how old is...
Can we guess?
Is she...
I'm going to say early 70s.
You think she's...
She's probably 73, I'm guessing.
How old is Claire Metz?
I'm trying to find it.
Well, she graduated in 84.
Hold on, she's my age. She's 55.
There's no way she's 55.
Man, Blitz, do a fucking ISO on me, bitch, right now.
It says she's, according to that, might be 65.
Oh, maybe she graduated college.
Yeah, she graduated college in 55.
Lummi, do you have any fucking, any of the right information?
Well, because she went to Loyola University.
He was right once in the show this morning, and it flipped him out, so he's making sure to be wrong from now on out.
All you got to do is Google Claire Metz, and it'll tell you what fucking year she was born in.
Usually the female news reporters don't put it
in. There's a website that has all their information. It says Claire Metz's age. Claire Metz was born in Chicago. Information about her age will be posted as soon as possible.
And according to this, I think I found was Claire Metz was born in 1956.
She's married, has three sons and one daughter.
Hold on, 1956, that's 10 years 65. Older than me. That means she's 65 years old.
She looks way older than that.
And I'm 55.
You look great, Bubba.
You think I look okay from 55?
Your skin is amazing. Really your facial skin is amazing.
It's a little fat, but it looks good.
I mean, you don't really have, a few wrinkles, but nothing. You look really good for
Let's put an ISO on me, bitch.
It is.
Oh, okay, sorry. But, I don't have a lot of crow's feet on the side. And I think
it's very smooth.
Because I'm an inside guy. I'm an inside brother.
Yeah.
I work inside.
But you're out at the track, but you protect your face, it seems like, with hats and stuff.
With fat.
Okay.
I protect my face. Mommy, with what?
Fat. Zuper dogs.
Fat. In August of that year.
He's always got a zuper dog in front of his face. The blocks his son.
I got to get some Botox.
I think you look really good, Bubba.
Now, hold on. We're trying to get to the bottom of this blitz. I don't think that the picture they show is from the
No, it's not. It's from the 30-year-old teacher.
I know.
The and hot 30-year-old teacher.
Yeah, hold on. That was fucking a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
Boy.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And in my opinion, man, I was a 16-year-old boy at one time. And my son was a 16-year-old boy at one time.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was wired much like his father. But I was very aggressive at 16, and if I had a 30-year-old that looked like this, if I had any 30-year-old female, I could have a 300-pounder, I'd still, at 16, you're just looking for some action.
Yeah.
In August of that year, investigators say the 16...
Now, that's hitting fucking Powerball right there if you're 16.
Yeah, that bitch is hot.
That is fucking... That's the winning lotto ticket if you're 16.
I'm getting fucked by TJ.
And this girl here wants to take me around the farm.
Your old boy told them Megan Paris, this is her booking photo, was his teacher.
And now, mind you, booking photos usually aren't your best look. Mm-mm. If you can look decent in your booking photo, you're probably a pretty hot person.
You know who she kind of looks like in that picture?
Who?
Brent's wife.
Yes.
Caitlin, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And that this year, he regularly went to her office for help with schoolwork.
I would be fucking regularly going to her office for some fucking schoolwork,
too. Need some fucking tutoring.
Doug Clement would be like, Bubba, you hate school. You never like to do tutoring. Yeah, Dad, but I got Megan Paris taking my shit around the farm, cousin.
Tutor me up, cuz.
According to the report,
I'm about to.
The two began messaging each other on Instagram and texted a few times.
Yeah, what's up? Shorty shit.
Paris allegedly sent him two nude photographs of herself via Instagram.
Man. Fuck yeah!
That bitch is awesome.
Instagram Messenger.
Hi, this is Bob with the Love Sponge Show, and it's not a responsible stance for us to... Please know that we have a very unusual stance when it comes to teachers and kids. Our equation is, if it's the hotter the chick, the cooler it could potentially be.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a 15-year cutoff. If the kid's 15 and above, we don't really find that it's that big of a crime if a female teacher is trying to hook up with a 15 or 16, 17
year old. Yeah, in her car at the local park.
Yeah, we have no problem with that because we feel as if that 15 and 16 year old boy physically could get no woman, for the most part, no hot chick can make a 15 year old boy do anything you don't want to do. Meanwhile, if you reverse that,
rape.
It's fucking rape.
Yeah.
What? If a male teacher is doing anything to a girl under 18.
Well, here's the story from.
The student says they kissed once at Paris's home and shortly after had sex in her vehicle on two different occasions at this beachfront park off Sapphire Road.
I mean, do you know how cool it is? Larry Plummer called me. Hey, Bobby, what are you doing? I'm fucking this hot teacher at the beach.
I'm fucking.
Really? You know Mrs. Megan Paris?
Yeah.
Yeah, the bitch I jack off to? Yeah. I'm at the beach in her car. Fuck her. Do you want a fucking buddy?
Ode.
No, but we can get in Uncle Jerry's pool and I'll watch.
She's out now.
We were informed of allegations.
Let's get her on the phone, see if we can get her some counsel.
She doesn't need it.
Why?
The story's from 2019.
No, this happened in 2019. Yeah. The story's from like today or like yesterday.
Yeah, you dumb fuck. God, you're stupid as fuck.
Sure?
Yeah. You got one answer correct today. Blitz, I will tell you, that's a badass golf cart. See that motherfucker all customized out?
Yeah, it's nice.
Shit.
Souped up.
Regarding this teacher last March, and the teacher was immediately removed.
In a call home to parents, the school's principal said Paris passed a background check before being hired. Nothing criminal or suggestive uncovered.
Yeah, if you're hot and you just want to get a little fucking action, that doesn't come up on a fucking plan.
According to the report, Paris and the 16-year-old were frequently alone in her office. Another student alleged...
Again, we're saying that our stance is not correct and that it should just unilaterally be a crime.
But
if you're a teacher and you're fucking around with somebody in high school, you're done. That's the way the law is applied. But Bubba Law has it. The hotter the teacher, and if it's a boy 15 and above, what the fuck? I mean, do we have to throw her in prison for the rest of her life, or we just say, hey, listen, Megan, we're going to cut you a plea deal. Just don't teach. No, go work at Ross or something.
Do you think she still looks good, though?
Go work at Estee Lauder. Sling some fucking makeup or something, you hot bitch.
Allegedly telling detectives...
Oh, I think she's hot as fuck. I'd like to see her Instagram. Where's it at?
Well, she was once asked to leave with Paris, telling her later, sorry, I just needed my alone time with him.
Hey.
According to the report, Paris told at least two friends about her relationship with the student.
That's her problem. Mm-hmm. She was telling her a couple of the other teachers.
Keep that mouth shut.
Hey, you know Jimmy Rodriguez? He really fucking lays the steam. Yeah, but he's only 16. Whew, I'm just telling you, he fucks me better than my husband.
Mm-hmm. Saying to one, she was having marital troubles and just needed the attention.
Yeah.
From a child.
It's not.
Well, an adolescent.
He's a man.
He drives a car.
Yeah.
Does he?
Here's the official ruling. If the boy has a driver's license and drives, come on. I mean, really?
Do we know that he has that?
Yeah, sure he does.
Okay.
Of course.
Allegedly saying to the other, she loved him. Oh. Paris remains...
She loved him.
That's all that matters.
You know, in 2018, she was nominated as First Year Teacher of the Year.
Absolutely she is.
She should still be... I mean, fuck.
Yeah, she nominated. She should be fucking given that award immediately.
Right.
Unpaid administrative leave pending the outcome of the criminal case. A spokesman with the school district told us they will do their own investigation after that.
Hold on. Investigate it.
She's been on paid administrative leave since 2019.
The outcome of the criminal case, a spokesman with the school district told us they will do their own investigation after that. In New Smyrna Beach, Volusia.
Keeping it tight in New Smyrna Beach, Volusia County.
Yeah, with Claire.
Claire motherfucking Metz. Been doing this shit since 85.
Volusia County, Claire Metz, West 2 News.
Boom. Let's get back to Megan Paris immediately.
Right.
Look at that action. Does she have an Insta? Does she got anything?
I don't think she's probably had it since 19.
No, I'm sure she took it all down. I want to see what the lower rig looks like.
That's exactly what I want to see with. I want to see the lower rig.
Mm-hmm.
It's important.
How was our numbers today on Facebook? We were in the 600s and 700s, were we not?
We were.
That's pretty good. And plus probably our cumulative live, you know, like the minutes watched.
Right.
If you get like 700 motherfuckers on there and they're all watching, like you get like a zillion minutes, don't you, Blitz?
Yeah, sucked them in for hours.
Yeah. Sucked them in for hours. Who's this?
Who's what?
Somebody sent Brittany allegedly fit. Hold on. Somebody sent this story.
Oh, in the chat.
Oh, people are just posting links in chat because you can post links in our chat. So they're just posting random links.
But I'm saying is this a good?
I don't know.
Who knows?
HipHopWire.com.
This one might be okay, but I'd be careful clicking links in chat.
This is a woman that's in the Fitness Hall of Fame.
You're right, Blitz. I do. I will be careful on clicking links in chat. But this girl's fucking grape was part of the link, and I'm like, wow, that is hot.
She kind of like looks like Sasha Banks a little bit.
Brittany, is it Rainier? Allegedly, fitnessing. Allegedly finessing.
There you go.
Who's PJ Washington?
He's a basketball player.
$200,000 a month in child support.
Ooh.
Oh, did you see where? Who's that big bitch that was on?
Lizzo.
No, Kelly Clarkson.
I like Lizzo.
No, Kelly Clarkson.
She's big.
Oh yeah, she's big.
Kelly Clarkson. Which, by the way,
she's like a caterpillar.
They gave her her own talk show, and they're like, "No, oh fucking Kelly Clarkson. That bitch ain't fucking talented bit.
Nope.
She can sing.
She had whatever. Fuck Kelly Clarkson." And they gave her some talk show, and it's fucking horrible. Absolutely horrible. Should have been my talk show. But did you see the kind of money the guy? So this guy married her, and they had some fucking kids, right? Well, he's like, listen, I'm tired of being with this.
With Kelly Clarkson?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just saw it a couple days ago, Blitz, the Kelly Clarkson divorce settlement.
Mm-hmm.
And he, you should see what this guy gets.
$150,000 a month.
I'm banging Kelly Clarkson for $150,000 a month.
Hold on.
And must pay the expenses for $81,000 a month on his ranch.
Hold on. Somebody send me the divorce settlement, but did you got it, Lummy?
Yeah.
So, Blitz, I think he gets $150,000. Hold on. I'll just wait till I get to the fucking story.
Yeah.
So this bitch here, I want one of those deal where you get hooked up with a chick.
Scroll down. It says it.
Is this the deal right here?
Yeah. Up a little bit.
This poor guy's with this one. Well, here we go. Amidst divorce proceedings, Kelly Clarkson will not have to pay the bill for her soon-to-be ex.
What? I thought you were just saying she did.
You know, but he gets $150,000 a month instead.
Despite having to pay a hefty sum of $150,000 a month in spousal support, Kelly Clarkson will not have to foot the bill for her soon-to-be ex-husband's ranch in Montana. A judge has sided with this Clarkson. But she ruled that it must pay the expenses for the $81,000 a month ranch and its primary residence and place of work as a full-time rancher.
Hold on.
Plus, I think he gets $45,000 a month in child support.
And then she's responsible for 70% of the children's private school.
When it comes to the children, River 7, Remington 5, however, the Miss Independent singer will be footing a large sum of the bill on top of being ordered to pay the talent manager. Hold on. On top of being ordered to pay the talent manager, $45,000 a month in child support. She'll have to pay 70% of the child's, expenses. So he gets $150,000 plus $45,000. So he gets $200,000 a month.
Plus the private school, 70% paid for.
That's $2.4 million a year, ain't it?
Well, he deserved it.
No. What's two? Yeah.
No, 200,000?
200,000 a month.
Times, yeah, you're right,
2.4. Yeah. I'm fucking good.
You are.
$2.4 million. You only have the kids half the fucking time.
Mm-hmm.
Out on your ranch thinking that you're fucking Yellowstone and shit. When does Yellowstone come back?
November.
This girl was some fitness chick. She's in the Fitness Hall of Fame, and PJ Washington, the NBA ball player, got her knocked up.
Oof.
Wow, look at that. PJ Washington is now forced to pay $200,000 a month in child support over the next 18 years. Oh my God.
Jackpot, Willie.
Hold on. 18 times 12 times 200 is $43 million for some fucking kids.
Well, just one, I think, right?
Is it just one kid?
I believe so.
This is her right here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, there ain't no...
$45 million right there, huh?
There ain't no pussy in the world worth
$45 million. Fuck no.
No way. That's so fucked up, too. The whole court. Listen, even mm-hmm. on the side of the guy that's taking Kelly Clarkson to the cleaners, I'm rooting for the guy. But the whole thing's flawed. It shouldn't be based on how much the richer of the two make. They should have an equation to say, you know how much it costs to raise a kid a year? You know, it costs about $15,000 a year.
Wait,
to feed them, to fuck, you know, mm-hmm. right?
Wait, but
I say about $1,500 a month.
But well, what?
His contract, he's only going to make $14 million over the next two seasons, and then...
But he wasn't married to her, right? I know that doesn't matter with the child support, but he wasn't married to her, right?
No.
What
so why does he have to pay $200,000? Because that's not alimony, that's just child support? Well,
right.
But I don't understand.
Because it's a hot bitch world.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're
no
hot...
Why I don't get it.
That's
yeah,
why.
Yeah, you don't understand.
Sienna, what you should do...
Is get is pregnant.
You should slut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Go get pregnant by a lightning guy or a fucking Rays guy
right.
or
hell
by a
yeah.
fucking Bucks guy.
Woo!
Go get pregnant by Gronk.
Okay.
Which you would fuck anyway.
Yeah.
You'd fuck Gronk.
Yeah, because I'm a slut.
Well, no, you're not
oh,
a slut.
No, okay.
But if you want to play the fucking slut game.
I'm playing slut game.
Yeah.
I mean, would you fuck Gronk?
Yes, I would.
If you could get, if you could have a kid and make $25,000, $30,000 a month in child support. Now, be honest. Think about it before you answer the question.
Okay.
Do you know how much money that is?
Yes. It's a lot of money that I'm not making.
It's $25,000 or $30,000 a month.
So let's call it $30,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
No, I wasn't married to Tyler's mom. But I got shook down. I got shook the fuck down. He's here, so I got to be quiet. I forget my fucking kid works
mm-hmm.
here to have his fucking kids. So, Anna, can you imagine, like $40,000 a month is almost a $500,000 a year.
Yeah.
And you just pop out this little fucking kid. You only have to get fucked one time. Like, you and Gronk just have a one-night, all-night bender. He, you know, fuck. And then you get pregnant.
That's how
then you just shake him the fuck down. And then you can, I don't think you could put the kid up for adoption. I think you got to have the kid.
Yeah, you
got to
keep it.
For child support.
With the money.
It's for child support.
But you hire a nanny to love on that. Here, fucking
yeah.
raise this kid, shit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess you have to at that point, right? It'd be dumb not to.
What, to hire a nanny?
No, to not have the child.
Oh.
To not get prego.
Yeah. Breaking news alert now. A former Sumner County teacher has been arrested on sex crimes.
So would it be even more if you were married?
Damn shorty she is.
Because then it would be...
Sorry, my throat.
Would it be even more if you got married because of alimony on
well,
top of that?
It's
or
more,
it's kind of all
It's
inclusive.
More if you got married if you didn't have a prenup and she's getting half your fucking house.
Yeah.
And she's getting half your
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But most people have prenups. But when you fuck a cricket
that's
and you get her pregnant,
what it was.
Mm-hmm.
teenage
that's what he
boy
said.
Josh Brezel,
fuck a crick. Fuck a crick. Pay for a fuck a crick. Pay for life.
Breaking news alert now: a former Sumner County teacher has been.
Hey, that's what vasectomy fucking the vasectomy community like the vasectomy.
Yeah.
They'd be like, you know, pay for life or get a vasectomy.
Do you think she's pregnant?
We didn't say that. You did.
Shorty.
A female, ladies and gentlemen, a female made that observation here on the show.
I said,
none,
damn shorty shiz.
Damn shorty shiz.
Every one of us guys knew
I'm
to
just
keep
asking.
Our shut fuck up.
Oh.
Every one of us guys knew to keep our mouth shut, right, Blitz? Just because
yeah.
of the fucking world we live in.
And I'm right. dumb, and I even knew that.
He's dumb as the fucking day as long goes over there. Get ready to have a fucking
what?
Kid.
I just asked, do you think she's pregnant? You could ask that about anybody.
No, here. You can't.
You think people ask that about me?
Well,
do you want me to answer?
That's not nice.
Sorry.
Couth-wise, as a man, you can't ask a heavier-set girl if she's pregnant. You just can't fuck.
Oh, yeah. I didn't ask
no, no.
her. I asked
you
y'all.
You don't ask her if she's pregnant. You just ask, when are you due?
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't say shit.
Oh.
For in fear of that you, if, because what if this woman's not pregnant and you ask her, are you pregnant? This, you can't be any more disrespectful. Mm-hmm. You cannot
what if literally
fuck
she
with
was,
a girl worse than that.
What if she was literally just in the bathroom and miscarried and came out and you asked her that?
Blitz, yeah. Don't try to get me on a fucking technicality.
I'm just asking.
Well,
I mean,
he's
that's
sticking up for Anna again.
No,
so.
Yeah, yeah, sticking what? Up for Anna. Turn his fucking microphone off. Fucking asshole.
Man, honestly.
Hey, oh. Because she's a little bit, like, thicker, but she's carrying it all in her belly, it looks like. So it looks like
you
she's
just
pregnant.
Shut,
she's damn shorty shiz.
You
damn
just
shorty shiz.
Shut the fuck up. Now, Anna,
yeah.
you as a girl.
Hypothetically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can ask that question. You look like a real fucking
no,
bitch. Yeah.
One should, unless you're
you
literally at
did.
The fucking shower.
You
I didn't ask her. I asked you guys. I didn't ask her. I would never go up to someone and say, hey, are you pregnant?
No, but we're on the air fucking publicly talking about this woman.
And we can
so
see
asking
her.
It asking it out loud is now asking it public. If we're not public, right, bitch, right. We got bigger issues.
All right, okay. I'm sorry.
Wait, you mean people can hear this?
Don't you have any couth?
No.
This poor woman. What if this poor woman is not pregnant?
Yeah, she's a beautiful woman.
Well,
she's
then.
Just a big, beautiful woman. Big woman don't have to be pregnant to be beautiful.
Right.
Arrested on sex crimes involving a teenage boy.
I carry a lot of my weight right there.
And you look good.
I carry my weight right there. In fact, Blitz, I even Googled, like, how do you get rid of that area?
Oh. And what'd you find? Hold on, what'd you find?
Don't worry about what the fuck
was abortion.
Yeah, Nikhil, so carry...
What, complete opposites? This guy needs a cheeseburger. Bad.
She's eating everything. Oh, the sleep.
What did you say, Lummy? What did Lummy say?
I was talking about the lady.
Lummy,
no,
Lummy.
Teacher.
Lummy
the
said
teacher.
Something.
I was trying
I
to find
I think I heard
her.
Something that you said.
She's eating everybody's lunch, is what Lummy said.
Oh, everyone heard that one,
Lummy, are you saying that the woman is a lunch stealer?
What?
She's a girl that...
Are you calling her a thief?
Like Chris Farley, Billy Madison?
You called her a criminal, Lummy.
James Foss Jr., 1,000 stars.
Is she a lunch stealer?
Like Chris Farley and Billy Madison?
I was talking about the teacher that paid for sex.
By the way, there is a way to give us money, and it's with stars. And if you give us over 1,000, we'll call your name out.
Bethpage Elementary and recently retired. Now, the Sumner County Sheriff's Office says the parent of a 16-year-old boy reported that...
Look at those eyebrows.
Ladies and gentlemen, sometimes women teacher on boys are a crime.
This is disgusting.
Guilty!
This looks like Dick Buckus with fucking makeup on.
Guilty!
I mean, sister girl.
Those eyebrows.
Fucking eyebrows. Sister girl. Those.
And those jowls.
Fucking eyebrows and those jowls. Baby girl.
Guilty.
I'm taking a kid aside and said, listen, I know you're 16 and you want to fuck anything.
Yeah, what the fuck?
She offered to pay for sex.
Buddy. You're 16. You got 1,000 gallons of testosterone running through you a minute. There's this thing called Pornhub. You can fucking find anything you want, buddy. Anything you would want. This is some heavy lifting here, kid.
Oof.
I mean, if I'm the kid's dad, you know, usually I'm trying to not fucking cause an issue that he's blasting a teacher, but this is a fucking fourth degree felony in my home.
Mm-hmm.
Norman offered her son money via Snapchat for sex. Detectives say she also sent...
I mean, Blitz, that's not bad. Lifting your 16, she's throwing out a $100 bill for you to come throw it.
Ah, man.
Yeah.
Her eyebrows almost
very
touching.
Blitz, it really...
Maybe at 16, but like now, I couldn't get where I needed to be for her.
I'm just saying. It really depends on how much money. If it's 10, 20 bucks, okay, but if it's a few hundred...
You know, it's probably gas money to get there.
It's photos, still, that nice. Right there.
I used to do that. Give girls gas money.
Well, yeah, you have to be nice.
Yeah.
Is Norman's booking photo...
But see, there's a fine line between gas money...
And ass money.
And
there it is.
And you're treating them like a whore money. So a couple hundred, then you're treating them like a whore.
And there's also that point of, like, you know, it's so low amount of money, you're insulting them.
Right. So when you got a girl that comes over to the house, and she meets you at your place.
Yep.
And you give them gas money. Blitz, I think it's got to be at least 40 bucks.
I say 40. That's perfect. 40 to 60 bucks.
40 to 60 bucks.
Yeah.
That is a tank of gas, but not saying you're a whore.
Yeah.
200.
No, you're a whore at 200.
Now you're like, well, you think you just bought that pussy?
Right.
40 to 60 is, 60's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what? That will fill up your fucking car.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you probably didn't come with a full tank anyway. So you're a little bit ahead.
Just coming in to the News 2 newsroom. We do know
we have all types of rules here on the Bubba the Love Sponge Show, most of which, you know, aren't explainable at all.
We don't even know what we're saying half the time.
No, I don't. I'm Gordon out of my fucking mind.
Yeah.
She has been indicted by a...
All I can think of is just going home and going to sleep and eating it too.
Grand jury on multiple charges.
Oh, I got to get my fucking shot.
Yeah.
What if I have a... You know Dan's going to be so mad at me.
Yeah, are you going to call him afterwards and tell him no, or you're just not going to call him?
Let me see if how many people are blowing my shit up. I got 4 texts. Doug Clem.
Whoa. Oh.
One of them.
Oh, no.
Is he still at the Salt Flats?
Trish Elwood's wife.
Oh, shame.
I have no words to express my thanks to you and your friendship for my husband. He loved you and respected you so much. Thank you so much for what you're doing for my family.
Oh, there was two victims in this case.
What do you mean?
In this one, the Sumner County.
She paid
that kid,
two?
That kid and in the community.
And their and his family.
I'm fucking embarrassed.
Sexual newsroom.
We do- this is a rare form that the entire community is filing charges.
Mm-hmm.
Any boy that ever went to Sumner County that worked for this old fucking bag?
No, she has been indicted by a grand jury on multiple charges of sexual exploitation of a minor being held as
Thank
we speak
God.
In the Sumner County Jail.
Predator.
Life. And that guy.
Life.
Well, you're giving the guy, you're getting, you can't give her a life.
Oh, come
you
on.
A little bit of ass. This next story is my last Horrible. Story of the day, and it scares me. It doesn't scare me, but when I was, you know, in high school, and Lummy, I probably, and Blitz, you didn't play high school football, did you?
No.
You played high school hacking the system?
Yes.
Right. I know, Lummy, that you did.
Yeah.
And, you know, we started conditioning, we got out of school usually like May 20th.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They gave you like 2 weeks, and then like June, the second week of June, you already were meeting at the high school at 6 o'clock at night doing conditioning. Did you guys do that?
Yeah, we did that. We, like the, you come and
summertime.
Show up.
Yeah. Summertime conditioning.
Yep.
And one of the things we did was we ran bleachers.
Yep.
Literally, you know, up and down the bleachers. And it's the fucking hardest thing to do ever.
We had to run hills, too, because our coach brought in a bunch of dirt and built a big mountain of hills for us to
Yeah, motherfucker.
Do. Yeah.
Where's Elwood at to knock those things down immediately?
Things sucked.
So anyway, and we would be, I mean, you're talking about June, July, August. You couldn't start hitting till like the second week of August. That practice was official. So all of the summer stuff was voluntary. But let me. It was like it's voluntary, but you better not fucking miss
you
one.
You miss it, you're not in good shape.
Right. So these coaches in Georgia, they're just pushing the. This is actually, I think, a 16-year-old girl.
Yes, for that.
And
she
plays basketball. And she plays basketball. And they're doing their summertime conditioning program. And now, you may look at me now and say that I've never spent a day doing conditioning, but I did back in the day when I was young.
We used to have to do 3-a-days. You remember those in the summer?
2-a-days.
Well, we did 3-a-days when we had to go to camp. Our coach would actually take us out to a camp in the middle of Florida to get us used to the heat and also getting away from our parents.
Right.
And I had to stay there.
So,
did you guys get touched?
No.
Did you get butt fucked?
No, we were in high school.
No.
Too old?
That's where the butt fucking happened.
Oh.
No. Did you guys try to sneak a couple girls in?
There was actually some French girls that showed up, but they weren't interested
like
in me.
Your French girls.
Oh, oui, oui.
Some French bitches showed up.
Well, like they, it was a camp. It was a church camp kind of thing, but we
church
were there.
Church camp.
Hey.
Well, no, they were there for their church camp. And we were there. Well, no, we weren't there for the church camp. We weren't there for football.
We went there to fuck.
So anyway, we would run, I mean, literally, and we would fucking like literally be falling out. They'd throw it like, they'd give you, all right now, 10 more bleachers. We'll give you a water break. But yeah. I mean, water breaks were like really, really special. Like you got two of them the entire time, water breaks. Now, I think that you have to just keep these fucking kids watered nonstop because, and during, when we were growing up, you know, once every 2 or 3 years, there'd be a kid die. Not at my school, but like in America. In America, they have a couple of high school kids a year die of heat stroke.
Yeah.
They're now charging coaches with murder.
Which is insane. Oh.
Doesn't murder have to be premeditated?
Yeah, they were just conditioning. I mean, I like you said, I remember the biggest thing we got was like the, you know, the Gatorade bottles, but then you had the hose. You know what I mean?
If
you
we had the hose, extra, yeah. We had the hose hooked onto this big long tube.
Yeah, the PVC pipe that had the holes coming through.
Yeah, and then you just put your mouth right on the fucking thing.
They turn it on. You run over to it. You get it all in, and
you get as much in. You put as much as you can in your helmet.
Yeah.
And then you fucking put the water over your head, and you're good. You get about you get about two of those, a fucking deal.
And maybe some of the shirt, you know, the Gatorade that they'd mix in the container.
Yeah, and the trainer guys would come give you a squirt of Gatorade.
Yep.
A grand jury has charged two coaches with murder and child cruelty in the death of a Georgia high school basketball player who suffered a heat stroke after practicing. Now, I'm not condoning, like, I'm not trying to be a dick about this kid, this girl that's dead. I'm not. I couldn't even imagine what her family is going through. But unless there's gross negligence, I don't know how you charge him with murder, right?
Yeah, I mean, unless they weren't giving them water.
That's happened a few times in the past few years where kids have died doing this, and they've got the coaches have been charged.
Well, nowadays, I guess they put all these rules in nowadays that you're not supposed to work out outside in 95 degree. I remember being in July outside here, and it was like it had to be 120, and we're in pads doing it. So
you had one water break.
Man, we maybe had two.
Yeah,
I just don't understand how they charge the coaches with murder. I can see child neglect. I can see if you got to make an example so that other coaches, you know, are more proactive about keeping the kids hydrated and keeping them, you know, out of the danger zone, you know, with a heat stroke. I get it. You need to send a clear message, as you know, most of stuff like this is a deterrent for those down the road. But I don't understand how you can charge them with murder.
Third degree, maybe unintentional, but like reckless.
It doesn't.
I don't know. I'm just spitballing. I don't know.
They're coaches.
Court records did not list an attorney for either the defendant. Did not immediately return the email seeking information. The family's lawsuit says school officials violated the Georgia High School Association rule banning outdoor practices and weather conditions such as that this girl faced. And it was, they said it was what? It was 100, nearly 100 degrees.
Well, yeah, her body temperature 108, but the temperature without humidity was 97 degrees heat. Yeah. And they're supposed to suspend outdoor practice at 95. So.
Hello?
Hey, good morning, Bubba.
Yes.
Hey, are you live on air right now? My name's Greg Dixon. I'm calling from Anaheim, California. I'm an old Sirius listener, and I'm not up to speed with your times on your podcast and everything. Are you on air now?
Yes, we're on, at this particular time, we're live on our Facebook page. But
right.
But Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m., we're syndicated terrestrially, but also we're on Twitch, on twitch.tv.
Well, I won't take much of your time, my friend. I just wanted to call. I DM'd Anna, and she got back to me and got me up to speed, excuse me, with the proper number to call in and say hi. I just wanted to call you real quick and just take a minute of your time. I'll let you go.
Are you selling me something?
Fuck no, dude.
All right.
I'm an old Sirius XM listener from when you first went on Howard 101, and I just wanted to tell you, man, how much I loved your show back in the day, and I'm so glad you're back on air. I'm here in Southern California in Anaheim, and, you know, you were such a big part of my life. I remember everything from, you know, calling on the warm line, K5, all the good shit, the Bubba Army. I remember you used to send postcards out to people on their birthdays, and just you had a show that had so much integrity, and you still do, and I'm such a huge fan. And
well, listen, buddy, do you have Facebook?
Yeah, I'm watching you right now.
Oh, but yeah,
I just
cool.
wanted to call. I just wanted to call to just give you props and tell you how much I never got a chance to go to the Bubba Paloozas. I'm not sure how many fans you have in the Southern California market. You know, I work in terrestrial radio.
Actually, California is in our podcasting world, as we're almost close to a million downloads. California is our fourth most download, like our fourth most populous state as far as people that listen to the show. California is number four.
Congratulations, that's awesome. You know,
and we got a new one in you, it sounds like.
Yeah, well, no, dude. I mean, I'm old school. I used to drive about 200 to 300 miles a day all through California, and every day at high noon, full trucker effect. I mean, you four guys, when it was the old crew, were always with me in my car. I mean, I was so hooked on your show, and people, I would turn so many people onto it. I work in terrestrial radio out here. I do a little bit of stuff with a small low power station out here. I tour in a punk rock band, and your old guy Brent used to come out and see the shows, yada yada yada. That I'm not calling to plug anything. I'm just calling to tell you that, you know, there was a time when I was just, and there still is, and I'm glad I've got back in touch with you guys, and I'm able to listen to you guys again. I love your new crew. I'm getting up to speed with everything that's going on with you guys now, but man, I mean, you got me through some hard times back in the day. I mean, I have so many great memories of what your show was like on Howard 101. And I don't want to just reflect on the past because I know you want to move forward. But, man, I just got to tell you, it's so good to hear your voice again, to be able to listen to your show, to know that you're
and
still
now you
thriving.
Can, and now you can watch us, too. Now there's a visual aspect to it, you know?
Yeah. I remember one time, I'm going to share this story with you, and I'm going to let you go. I remember a long time ago, there was a guy that called in, and he was having the worst trouble with his wife here down in L.A. County. And he was like a plumber, and his chick was a stripper, and she was just hooking up with everybody, and this guy would call you fucking three times a day, and it was the best.
You mean it was Henry and Yvette, and we were telling him to hit the number five button if he was uncomfortable, and he was smashing the five fucking button, and we weren't even paying attention to him. We're like, so Yvette, man, you like to fuck other dudes and shit, smashing the fucking button.
No, dude, and then if you went into the bar that she stripped, and you mentioned Bubba Army, she'd give you a hand job in the VIP.
I think that's a couple different calls together, but yeah, you're right, my friend. But listen, more importantly, is if you just monitor our Facebook, the Bubba the Love Sponge Show Facebook, we'll have links to all of our podcasts, all of our shows, all of our daily shows on Twitch. So if you just follow that, you can pretty much stay up to speed. And more importantly, thank you for reconnecting with us, buddy. Seriously.
Yeah, man. Like I said, you know, there was times back in the day when it was the old crew, when, you know, when you were on Howard 101 and all of that stuff that, you know, I would turn so many people on to it. And like every show was just such a new experience. It was such a great way to spend your afternoon. And you guys being in Tampa, Florida, and just learning so much about like your guys' lifestyle compared to a guy like me here in Southern California and Anaheim, to narrow it down. And I'm in Hollywood, I'm in LA, I'm all over the place out here, but it was so rad just to have this connection with somebody on the other side of the country that had brought so much great entertainment. And I honestly said that, you know, I tell my wife this, and I tell a lot of people this, I go, you know, I don't know what went down with you and SiriusXM. I don't care about that. I don't care about the sex tape. I don't give a shit about any of that. I know who you are as a radio personality, and I know what you provide. And it's always been top notch. But I bet you one of the fucking reasons why Bubba's not on Howard anymore is because at the end of the day, dude, your show is better than Howard's show. And it was better than Howard's show at that time. And hands down, it really was. And I don't know if there was a threat on that or whatever, but for me, to you, straight up, at that time, when it switched over to the Bubba the Love Sponge show at high noon on Pacific Standard Time, that show was 100 times better than anything Howard did.
Well, I'm very, very, that's your opinion, and I'm very thankful of the opportunity that Howard gave me. I had some correspondence with Howard recently where I might get to do something with him. I'm talking to him about some stuff, but
good.
Thank you for that compliment. More importantly, buddy, one-stop shopping with our Facebook. It sounds like you found it, and you're watching, and you're listening, and, you know, keep doing that for us, buddy. We appreciate it.
Yeah, big time. I do a terrestrial radio show out here, and I definitely plug you guys. I talk about you guys all the time, and I spin a lot of music. I'm real big in the punk rock world, and I work with a lot of bands, but I've always plugged your shit. And, you know, it's that every now and again, you're on the 101 freeway in Hollywood, and you see a Bubba Army sticker, and you fucking honk it. Well, you really don't want to honk at anyone around here because everyone's shooting everybody. But, you know,
yeah,
back
we
in
watched
the day,
Unhinged.
You fucking honk. And you could wave at somebody, and I mean, it brings people together, dude. And it's fucking kick ass, dog. I really, really love it. And one last thing is it Anna or is it Anna?
Anna,
yeah.
Anna.
Is she there? Hey, thank you for getting back to me on the Instagram. I really appreciate that. I know you probably got a million people reaching out to you, but I appreciate you taking a second to hit me back and
sure, of course.
Give me the info.
Thanks for listening.
I love your guys' show.
And you know what? She's from San Diego originally.
Are you really?
Yeah. Carlsbad area.
What the fuck are you doing in Tampa?
Should I leave?
Well, she had my child. I got her pregnant a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. She has my baby.
Mm-hmm.
That's why she gets $30,000 a month.
Yeah.
So you still have the BRN, the same network that you broadcasted from when you were doing Howard 101.
Yep.
Well, good for
well,
you.
Well, technically, no.
What do you mean, Blades?
No.
This is not the same studio.
You
were in serious.
Yeah, I guess you were here a little bit for
serious. Yeah. No, everything's still the same. I mean, you know, yeah. Except my place.
Are you going to?
My studio's bigger. I actually fucked up and bought a bigger studio when I should have bought a smaller one.
And times got pretty rough in 2017 and 2018, but we're kind of...
Bubba's going to kill himself. Did you know that?
I was going to kill myself, and I lived in a trailer, but man, we're on fucking top right now. Like, for real, we're doing super good.
He was right by an airport, and the jets kept flying over, and he couldn't handle it.
Oof. Sir, for real. Like, I mean, we're really fucking on fire right now.
That's rad. And so what is there? So there's you have yourself and three other hosts?
Yeah, I basically have three other people that didn't have much radio experience at all, and I've made them all into superstars. Yes. Where now they're far more liked. I'm actually the most hated person on the show, if you can imagine.
Are you going to get into having bands in studio and talking with bands and stuff like you used to back in the day as well, or do you already do that? Maybe, I don't know.
Well, you know, COVID pretty much stopped anybody coming in anymore. I mean, the last band we had in here, we actually, you know, Colin Hay from Men at Work?
Yeah.
No, are you familiar with Colin Hay?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
We had him in here about maybe 2 years ago, and he fucking nailed it. But probably not full bands, but maybe just one-offs, acoustic-type deals once people start getting out again. Yes, we still have our stage and all that kind of shit.
So the only way for me to listen to you here in Southern California is through the podcast and through Facebook Live. So when you guys...
No, Twitch.
No, hold on. Are you familiar with Twitch?
I am, but I've never used it.
It's real fucking simple. If you go to it and just type in The Bubba Army, you can actually watch our show 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern. Or if that's too early for you, then you can. If you're a subscriber, then you can watch the show at your leisure. But yeah, that's when the live show is, and then we do a couple after shows each week that we're going to be putting up on Facebook and YouTube. But Twitch is our primary deal, and we still got, you know, 7 terrestrial radio stations that we're heard in too.
Right, I heard you talk about that the other day. Well, hey man, listen, I appreciate you taking some time to speak to me. Like I said, I could sit here and talk to you for an hour. I have so many just kick-ass memories from back in the day of listening to you guys.
More importantly, just
so much entertainment.
Fucking thank you for rehooking up with us, kid, and just, you know,
big time.
I appreciate you, buddy. Okay.
For sure, man. You guys be well. And Anna, thanks again for getting back.
Oh, of course. Thank you.
Afternoon.
Thanks for all your support.
Thank you all. And yeah, keep up the good work.
Thanks.
And I'll see you guys back down the road. Later.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Which, you know what? In closing, that's the importance of responding to comments and messages and shit like that. Because you can organically pick up a guy that was a fucking P1 and will turn back into a P1.
Mm-hmm.
And Anna, thank you for that.
Of course.
I think he wanted to talk to you for an hour.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
He was rad.
Message him again.
Fucking rad.
Yeah, he was rad. Give me your number.
Fucking rad.
Yeah.
Man, we did quite lengthy. I'm going to get my shot.
Yeah, go get your shot.
Tell Dan. Call Dan. Tell him.
No, Anna, I'm not saying shit. Anna, I'm not saying shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you to all the star contributors. And next Wednesday, we'll be live on YouTube and Facebook in a combo effort.
Woo.
And we'll see you guys tomorrow morning.
Yep.
Bye.
Blitz, what's on the podcast today? Yesterday's after show?
Yep.
Fantastic. And we have new video releases on YouTube and Facebook in 6 minutes.